Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Statistics, How to Learn from Data by David Spiegelhalter is a practical guide to thinking clearly about evidence in a world flooded with numbers. Rather than treating statistics as a set of formulas, Spiegelhalter frames it as a way of reasoning under uncertainty, showing how data can inform decisions while also misleading us when context is ignored. Using real-world cases from medicine, criminal justice, public policy, and everyday life, the book explains how statistical ideas such as variability, risk, correlation, and inference shape what we can legitimately conclude. It also emphasizes the human side of data work, choosing what to measure, understanding where data come from, and communicating results responsibly. The tone is accessible and skeptical in a constructive way, encouraging readers to ask better questions before trusting a headline or a dashboard. Readers come away with a toolkit for evaluating claims, interpreting studies, and making sound judgments when the stakes are high and the information is incomplete. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, statistics as a way of thinking, not a bag of tricks. A central message is that statistics is fundamentally about disciplined reasoning with imperfect information. The book encourages readers to move beyond mechanical calculations and focus on how questions are framed, what comparisons are meaningful, and what uncertainty remains after analysis. Spiegelhalter highlights that numbers do not speak for themselves. They are produced through choices about definitions, measurement, sampling, and modeling. Understanding these choices helps readers see why two analyses can reach different conclusions without either being dishonest. He also stresses the importance of asking what would count as evidence, what alternative explanations exist, and how sensitive findings are to assumptions. This perspective makes statistical thinking relevant even when you are not running analyses yourself, such as when assessing a news report, a health claim, or a business metric. By treating statistics as an art that balances rigor with judgment, the book builds confidence in readers who may have been intimidated by technicalities. The payoff is a mindset that values clarity, transparency, and humility about what data can and cannot establish. Secondly, variation and uncertainty, the core of learning from data, the book repeatedly returns to variability as the reason statistics is needed at all. Real measurements fluctuate due to chance, differences between people or places, and limitations in how data are collected. Spiegelhalter explains how uncertainty should be quantified and communicated, because point estimates without context invite overconfidence. He discusses ideas commonly expressed through ranges, error margins, and probability statements, showing how they guide decisions better than single numbers. This includes thinking carefully about risk, especially in areas like medical screening, safety, and forecasting. A key takeaway is that uncertainty is not a defect but an honest description of what we know. The book also helps readers recognize situations where uncertainty is understated, such as when small samples are treated as definitive or when multiple comparisons create accidental patterns. By learning to expect variation and to ask how stable a result is, readers can avoid being whipsawed by random ups and downs in performance metrics, health statistics, or polling. This topic supports a more mature relationship with data, curious, cautious, and focused on plausible ranges rather than perfect certainty. Thirdly, from association to explanation, correlation, causation, and confounding, Spiegelhalter addresses one of the most common sources of misunderstanding, treating associations as proof of cause. The book explains why two variables can move together for many reasons, including coincidence, reverse causation, shared drivers, or biased data collection. Readers are guided to look for confounding factors that can create convincing but false narratives, particularly in observational studies where researchers do not control who receives which exposure. The discussion emphasizes careful comparison groups, the role of design, and why randomized experiments often provide stronger causal evidence than purely observational analysis. At the same time, the book acknowledges that experiments are not always feasible or ethical, so decision-making frequently relies on a mix of evidence types. Practical lessons include checking how variables were measured, whether key factors were omitted, and whether the relationship makes sense across subgroups and contexts. By grounding causal claims in plausible mechanisms and robust designs rather than eye-catching charts, the reader becomes better equipped to evaluate headlines about diets, education interventions, crime trends, or economic policies. This topic trains skepticism without cynicism, encouraging readers to ask what else could explain the pattern. Fourthly, inference and prediction, what data can legitimately support, a major theme is separating what we can learn from a dataset from what we are tempted to claim. The book explores statistical inference as a structured way to generalize from samples to wider populations, while acknowledging that the process depends on sampling quality, model assumptions, and honest reporting. It also clarifies the difference between explaining past data and predicting future outcomes, noting that strong prediction does not guarantee correct causal understanding, and vice versa. Spiegelhalter discusses the idea of model-based reasoning. Models are simplified representations that can be useful even when they are not literally true, as long as their limitations are clear. Readers learn to pay attention to overfitting, selection effects, and the dangers of tuning analyses until they produce dramatic results. In applied contexts, the book encourages checking calibration, considering base rates, and comparing performance against simple benchmarks. The overarching message is that good inference and good prediction both require transparency about uncertainty and validation against new data. This topic helps readers interpret claims about algorithms, forecasts, and study findings with a more realistic sense of what evidence can support. Lastly, communicating data. Honestly, graphs, narratives, and trust, Spiegelhalter emphasizes that statistical work is incomplete until it is communicated well, because misunderstandings can cause real harm. The book discusses how presentation choices in graphs and summaries shape interpretation, including the use of scales, averages versus distributions, and selective time windows. It highlights common traps such as cherry-picking, focusing on relative risk without absolute context, and presenting rankings as if small differences are meaningful. Readers are encouraged to look for denominators, compare like with like, and ask whether uncertainty is shown or hidden. The topic also covers the social dimension of trust. Audiences need clarity about data sources, methods, and potential conflicts of interest. Rather than advocating for dry technical reporting, the book shows how to tell accurate stories with data by explaining what was measured, what was assumed, and what remains unknown. Practical guidance includes using multiple views of the same information, being explicit about limitations, and resisting the urge to oversimplify. By learning these habits, readers become both better consumers of statistical claims and better communicators in their own roles, whether in business, healthcare, education, or public debate. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want to become more statistically literate without wading through a textbook, curious general readers, students in non-technical fields, professionals who rely on reports and dashboards, and anyone who regularly encounters health, policy, or business claims. It can benefit daily life by improving how you judge risk, weigh evidence, and make decisions under uncertainty, from interpreting medical screening results to evaluating research-backed products or understanding polling and forecasts. The value is not just in learning terms like correlation or confidence intervals, but in adopting habits of mind, asking where data came from, what comparisons are fair, how much randomness is involved, and what alternative explanations remain. Compared with similar books, Spiegelhalter stands out for balancing accessibility with seriousness. He neither reduces statistics to slogans nor buries the reader in equations. Instead, he uses concrete cases to show how statistical reasoning works in practice and how it can go wrong when incentives, communication, or assumptions are ignored. For readers who want both skepticism and practical guidance, it is a worthwhile purchase that pays off in better decisions, clearer thinking, and more informed participation in data-driven conversations. If you would like to support David Spiegelhalter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.